WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The shooter who assassinated political activist Charlie Kirk and then jumped off a roof and vanished into the woods is still at large. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper reports what we learned from a late evening news conference in Orem, Utah.
Utah Department of Public Safety Commissioner Bo Mason says of the latest batch of still photos released by the FBI of the person of interest,
you're going to see a very distinctive T-shirt with an American flag and appears to have an eagle on it. There's also a baseball cap with a triangle on it and a pair of sunglasses.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox makes a plea.
We cannot do our job without the public's help right now. The public has answered our call for action. So far, we've received more than 7,000 leads and tips.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Kirk's casket was flown aboard Air Force Two from Utah to Phoenix. In Washington, President Trump talked about Kirk.
I'm pleased to announce that I will soon be awarding Charlie Kirk posthumously the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
CBS News correspondent Weijia Jiang reports on the mix of politics and violence.
Kirk's assassination is the latest in a surge of politically violent acts against people in both parties, including two attempts on the president's life last year, the arson of a Democratic governor's home in Pennsylvania, and the murder of a Democratic state legislator and her spouse in Minnesota.
We've learned more about that shooting at Evergreen High School in Jefferson County, Colorado, near Denver Wednesday. Jackie Kelly, a spokesperson for the county sheriff's office, identified the suspect as 16-year-old Desmond Holly.
Based on some of the information that we're seeing about this suspect, he was radicalized by some extremist network.
Two student victims are still in the hospital. The suspect died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A battle over chemicals in cookware is heating up. California lawmakers are expected to vote on a bill Friday to phase out forever chemicals like Teflon, known as PFAS, from cookware. CBS News reporter Tracy Wolf has more.
If you own a nonstick pan, then you are likely exposed to PFAS from the Teflon coating, which lawmakers and environmental health experts warn could pose a risk to human health. But celebrity chef Rachel Ray and others are pushing back against the legislation, arguing nonstick pans are safe as long as they're used responsibly and aren't overheated. Longtime PFAS critic, actor Mark Ruffalo, responded to Ray on social media, asking her to support the ban to further protect public health. Tracy Wolf, CBS News.
High counts of West Nile virus cases are being reported in the U.S. this year, according to the CDC, and health officials warn the season for this mosquito-borne disease isn't over yet. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers head for home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers returning from their road trip to begin a three-game series tomorrow night against the Cardinals at American Family Field. The crew losing again 6-3. The Rangers' Jake Berger hit two home runs. Pat Murphy.
They got every big hit. You know, Berger was in AAA earlier in the season, and he hits two big homers. You know, we get 11 hits. We don't get the timely two-out hit.
NFL, the Packers host the Washington Commanders tonight, led by Dan Quinn, who was once the head coach of the Falcons. Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach. LaFleur on his time there in Atlanta under Quinn.
It was invaluable to me. Like, I'm pretty certain I wouldn't be standing right here right now if it weren't for being with DQ for those 2 years in Atlanta. And just changed my whole mindset and how much fun you can have within the building yet still get down to business. It was a great environment.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have a full recap later tonight after the game from Lambeau Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky for the overnight and a little patchy fog will certainly be possible. Morning lows of the upper 50s, close to 60 degrees. Friday, after any of the fog, we'll see mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Right now, it's 58.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I'll be on a covert operation. But we've put together a Best of Green Bay show featuring Dan Marcus, Eric Westfall, and Laura McKenna. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite on this Thursday, September 11th, 2025. Welcome in, everybody, to the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. A crystal blue sky day here in Madison on the September 11th. As I said in the first hour, eerily like that September 11th, 24 years ago today. And I say it's a great day to be a Wisconsinite, hour number two here, because it is. It's great to be alive. And I hope that each of us takes stock in that and is thankful for that. And we don't waste our opportunity to do good, to just do something kind for someone. In my opinion, that's the easiest first line of defense to making things better in our communities, in our state, and in our country. Going to talk a little bit more about 9/11 here as we move forward. If you have a remembrance of this day on 9/11 of 2001, if you were alive at the time, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. By the way, technically it's Patriots Day. Congress, in a bipartisan fashion, named it Patriot Day after all of the average Americans, EMTs, firefighters, police, first responders, military personnel, average citizens who rushed into danger on 9/11 and were helpful. And so we remember all those true patriots, those heroes from 9/11, 24 years ago, and all those people in the medical profession, all the doctors, nurses, so on and so forth, the people that were helping, all those folks are certainly heroes, in my opinion. Going to talk a little bit later this hour more about coping, and appreciate Tom, who is a therapist, who called in hour one, I believe, from McFarland, giving us some real advice or insight that our brains, and Kira Sabin, our life coach and psychologist, has talked about this before, that our brains are physically not wired to be in crisis every day. And I appreciate Tom, a therapist, calling in earlier to remind us as a professional of that, that our physical bodies are different than our mental bodies. And so to take time to do something, get away from it, take a walk, read a book, listen to music. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more this hour as well. Might do a what's worse here and talk about the Packers taking on the Washington Commanders tonight at Lambeau Field as well. Mike Clemens has some cuts for us. We're going to use those as well. Want to get to an update of yesterday's big breaking news story. We were on the air, of course, Sommers and I, along with Dan Schaefer and Luke Mathers, behind the scenes, bringing you the most accurate information we possibly could. Here is what we know about the new details of Charlie Kirk's assassination yesterday at this hour. A manhunt is underway for the shooter who killed Charlie Kirk, a prominent conservative political activist. The FBI released photos of the person of interest and has offered a $100,000 reward for information. FBI Director Kash Patel is heading to Utah to assist with the investigation, according to CNN. An earlier news conference was postponed due to, quote-unquote, rapid developments, according to officials. The shooter, authorities say, they tracked the gunman's movements after he shot Kirk from a roof. Sources say phrases related to cultural issues were scrawled on a rifle and ammunition recovered by authorities, but a motive is not yet clear. Let me say that again. A motive is not yet clear. Earlier today, President Donald Trump, who credited the activist with mobilizing young voters to help him win a second term, said he will posthumously award Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And this, of course, comes on at the same time yesterday, breaking news of yet another school shooting in Colorado, where two students were injured and the gunman allegedly, apparently died by suicide, and others may not be injured. Details still coming forward on that shooting in Colorado yesterday, a school shooting. So I want to continue a thoughtful discussion in this hour of these issues, 9/11 remembrances. Happy to talk about that. Happy to talk a little bit about the Charlie Kirk story. I want to talk about who's helping and who's hurting the overall discussion in our communities. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Len, listening in Madison at WMDX. Len, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hi, sir. Hope you're doing good today.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, I wonder what advice you would give and what role you think disinformation plays in things like the Charlie Kirk assassination. I got to admit, I was listening to Gary a couple callers ago, and I think that's the first conservative person I've heard on this radio station. And I wouldn't call them friends, but I'd say associates that were pretty gleeful about the Charlie Kirk thing, pretty morbid way to act about it. But I heard a caller before say that Charlie Kirk had said that women shouldn't vote or black people didn't have developed brains, and that's strict misinformation. He was certainly against affirmative action in colleges and, you know, women taking a greater role in the home, but that type of disinformation definitely gets out there and definitely has an effect on people. Well, so how do you recommend speaking to friends and relatives about this kind of situation, particularly in light of, I was listening to you a couple of weeks ago, and I heard you and another guy in there kind of giggling and laughing and saying the world was a better place without Dr. Dobson after he had passed away.
Well, these are two different issues. Number one, I appreciate the call, Len. Dr. Dobson passed away at a very old age of natural causes. And, you know, he said some really hurtful things and really hateful things Dr. Dobson did. I think what we're talking about now with Charlie Kirk, you want accurate information. And to the earlier caller's point, I mean, I've got the clips. We can play them. I've chosen so far not to. But Charlie Kirk, in fact, did say on his own platform, on social media, that black people, I mean, he said, you know, if you get in an airplane, I see a black pilot, first thing I think of is, are they qualified? I mean, he said that. He has said, we have a clip of him quoting Exodus from the Bible, saying that gay people should be stoned. And so that's what God has said about gay people. He said that. So those things that what Charlie Kirk said, much of it is hateful and much of it is hurtful and much of it is unhelpful. That's factual. Do I think that Charlie Kirk deserved to die for that? Absolutely not. Should he have been shot and assassinated? Absolutely not. Did he have the constitutional legal right to say those things? Yeah, he had the right to say those things. But does that mean he should be killed for it? No. But you can't ignore the fact that he was a lightning rod and said some really bad things. And I've called out on this program before those on the left that are on social media and other places gleeful about Charlie Kirk's assassination. That's terrible. That's sick. I denounce it 100%. It's repugnant. I also think we all have to be mindful of disinformation, and we've seen this in elections of Russia and China and other countries putting out disinformation online. I'll give you an example. Last night, there was around social media, there was a so-called post on Twitter from Laura Loomer, the right-wing supporter, MAGA supporter of President Trump. And I thought, boy, that sounded even out there for her. So I went to her Twitter feed, and what the bot did is took like a line that Laura Loomer had actually tweeted out and then added a bunch of crap that she didn't say. And so we have to be very careful and fact check almost every single thing we see out there, because there are forces outside the United States that are trying to feed both sides what they want to hear, amplifying it with untruths, lies, to pit us against one another. And that's really bad and dangerous. And this is what I'm really concerned about, that there's going to be a reaction to this in a very negative way, and that cooler heads will not prevail. You had Derek Van Orten, the congressman from the 3rd District here in Wisconsin, put out some really terrible things on his Twitter feed. This is from Rachel Schilke, who is from the D.C. Examiner, a reporter this morning, said, quote, Representative Derek Van Orten told reporters that the media, quote, every one of you, unquote, is responsible for Charlie Kirk's death. Quote, you are responsible for this because you are echoing the horrifically horrible political violent rhetoric produced by the Democrat Party, unquote. The reporter asks, how can you say that when we don't even know who the shooter is? Van Orden replies, quote, you know what? Knock it off, unquote. That's just not helpful. A former radio host on this show or on this network, Kristen Bry, who is now, as they say, on another network. She also has her own social media platform, and she writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. There is a conservative radio host who... he doesn't even deserve having his name mentioned. It rhymes with McDonald. An employee of iHeart. Listen, you can hear him here in Madison in Milwaukee. He took my friend Kristen Bry's social media post on her personal social media where she was talking about, yeah, I'm emotional, I have tears, but it's not specifically for Charlie Kirk because people are saying, he is such a terrible person. Why are you crying for him? She's like, I'm in tears because of where we're at as a country. And then she denounced the assassination. And Dan O'Donnell and his producer, I guess I said his name, and these people are saying horrific things about Kristen Bry. Horrific. And it's sick. And if I were anybody advertising iHeartMedia in Madison, Milwaukee, I'd pull my ads. I'd be embarrassed to be on there. Kristen was giving some very raw, real emotions, just sharing her thoughts on this, and was not saying anything derogatory about Charlie Kirk or about his assassination. In fact, she denounced it. And that's what I'm talking about, guys. Who's helping? Who's hurting? And to my friends on the left, don't make Derek Van Orten the martyr either. Don't. He wants this. He revels in it, just like Donald Trump. The more you talk about it and go, it's fine to mention it like I just did, call it out, denounce it. But let's spend our time on what unites us. Let's spend our time on understanding one another. Let's spend our time on bringing the rhetoric down and actually working on real solutions. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. More calls on the other side for Tuesday, September 11th, 2025 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Joe Zepecki.
As much as I disagree with Charlie Kirk, no American should ever face physical violence for what they believe. And maybe that's how we get past it and move forward, is just say, this is not about we can't get to a period of political violence. We're in one, and now we got to get out of it. And we have to recognize each other's humanity.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
Mr. Darren Von Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. This farm bill is supposed to be passed in 2023.
It's really frustrating that they've forgotten about small farmers. We actually pay more taxes than the billionaires do. Why are those tax dollars not coming back to the communities that pay them? Whether it's through the farm bill or it's other programs, we need to make sure that we keep fighting and let them know that we're not happy.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on waukradio.com/contest-terms. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Appreciate you being with us. Tough day. Big news day. Tough day. Important discussions. Need to be respectful we have them, but important discussions here. Talking about 9-11, certainly any remembrances you might have of this day 24 years ago. Not just the tragedy, which is horrific, but of all the people helping. EMTs, first responders, firefighters, military, average American citizens who rushed to the scene. Heroes all, in my opinion. Also, the latest on the Charlie Kirk assassination. Pardon me, Charlie Kirk. I've heard other people say that, and now I'm saying it. I apologize. There is a new photo of a suspect out. The manhunt continues for the individual. Also, the shooting yesterday in Colorado, where the gunman died by suicide. There are two other students injured. And by the way, the Packers play tonight. And our mental health, this huge deluge of negative information, what it does to all of us. As our therapist said earlier in the show, step away from it. Read a book. Get outside. Listen to music. Put down the phone. Because our brains are not wired for all of this. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 855-752-4842. And up next is Jim. Is that where we're going? Jim in Brookfield on WAUK. Jim, thanks for holding. What say you?
I say a 9/11 memory. I was driving to work, listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, and that was before Civic Media, of course. Mm-hmm. But the host had a guest on the phone line from New York, and they were talking, and the host suddenly said, oh, my gosh, you know, from his apartment, he could see the smoke coming from the Twin Towers. And, you know, obviously the show quickly ended and they switched to full coverage, but I'll never forget that moment driving to work. And then that night, seeing all the long gas lines, every gas station that we drove around, my wife and I with our young daughter, had huge lines. You know, fortunately, we had plenty of gas, but that was a knee-jerk overreaction of people, you know, with the huge gas lines. Fortunately, yeah, there was not a crisis. But I do want to inform you and the listeners about a Broadway show, a musical, to listen to some music. It's called Come From Away. And what it's about, Todd, is 38 planes, commercial planes or so, that landed unexpectedly quickly because everything was grounded in the town of Gander, Newfoundland. And they brought in over 7,000 people on these 38 commercial flights, mm-hmm, big jumbo jets and whatnot. And they were stranded there for 3 days or so before the ban was lifted. But it's a very good Broadway play musical, and it's been turned into a movie, so you can rent the movie.
Wow.
It's still playing in Broadway. But it's very touching, very warm-hearted, but it shows the bonds that were created for these people that have spent 3 days together. The citizens of Gander Mountain, the Canadians, open their homes, their hearts, and everything to everybody. The stranded passengers, they took them into private homes. Mm-hmm. They used the gymnasium. They used the auditorium. And it just goes to show the lengths to feed these people, to get them, you know, some type of lodging. It's a very good, feel-good movie.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Jim. Also, our very own Parker Olson, one of our great producers, says the show toured through Madison a few years ago. I vaguely remember that. I've heard it was a great Broadway show, so cool that it's in movie form now as well. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go out to Los Angeles, California. Tom in L.A. Thanks for calling, L.A. Tom. What's the...
Hey, Todd. First off, go Pack, go.
100%.
Second, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must really work hard to get money out of politics.
Are you there, Tom? Basically, oh, there you go. You're back. You're back. You cut out for a second. Go ahead.
Anyway, do we have anybody in our media that could sit down and have a talk with Donald Trump and say why? You know, use an open-ended question that we learn in Journalism 101 and ask, why is it that you curse on the TV? Why, with little children around? Mm-hmm. Why is it that you act so differently from any other president? Why is it that you want to divide and conquer this country when you are the president? I would just like to know, you know, the answer to simple questions. Why? Why are you doing this?
Well, I wish I had the answer, but I don't, you know.
But it's a simple question, and we have people in the Washington, you know, press pool. We have people, you know, in media everywhere, whether it's corporate media, but nobody seems to ask the question, why? Why are you doing things that no other president, Ronald Reagan never would have done this. None of the other presidents would have acted the way that he is acting. All of a sudden, pitting people because of a tragedy that happened yesterday and a horrible thing that happened yesterday. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the kids being shot in the school. But why it is he comes out right away and says, oh, we're going to give this guy a badge of honor. Why is it that they're going to go ahead and, you know, put the flag at half mast? Why?
I can't answer. I'm certainly not in Donald Trump's head, but I think the people that are smarter than me that have studied folks say that, you know, he certainly has a narcissistic personality. He puts himself before others. And he certainly is unlike any person in the White House that we've ever seen before. And
Todd, just to finish up, is I'm going to focus on these Epstein files, because I'll tell you what, that's where I think everything, where the threat is that has it all. And Donald Trump always tries everything he can to keep changing the subject from the Epstein files. We have the whole birthday book the other day, and all of a sudden this happens.
Yeah.
So I just would like people to stay focused on it and release the files.
Appreciate the phone call, L.A. Thank you so very much, as always. I think it gets back to just what we can control. And that is what we could do to protect our own mental health, what we could do in our communities to be more understanding, have good conversations like we're having today. We'll have more of them on the other side. Farm News Update is next, and more of your calls. Don't go anywhere. We see you on the line.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Law enforcement officials held a news conference this past evening to show photos and video of the suspect who shot and killed political activist Charlie Kirk as they seek his identity. Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
We want to make sure that they get as much attention as possible so that we can get help from the public in tracking down this evil human being.
Correspondent Weijia Jiang reports the assassination is having a chilling effect.
Law enforcement officers responded to a bomb threat at DNC headquarters in Washington, D.C. that turned out not to be credible. Still, political leaders are on heightened alert, with lawmakers in both parties canceling upcoming events.
Jackie Kelly of the Jefferson County, Colorado Sheriff's Office identified the 16-year-old dead suspect in Wednesday's high school shooting, but said they have no motive.
The suspect brought quite a bit of ammunition with him, and he continued to reload. I think we're very, very grateful there were not more injuries.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Brewers head for home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers returning from their road trip to begin a three-game series tomorrow night against the Cardinals at American Family Field. The Crew losing again 6-3. The Rangers' Jake Berger hit two home runs. Pat Murphy.
They got every big hit. You know, Berger was in AAA earlier in the season, and he hits two big homers. You know, we get 11 hits. We don't get the timely two-out hit.
NFL, the Packers host the Washington Commanders tonight, led by Dan Quinn, who was once the head coach of the Falcons, where Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach. LaFleur on his time there in Atlanta under Quinn.
It was invaluable to me. Like, I'm pretty certain I wouldn't be standing right here right now if it weren't for being with DQ for those 2 years in Atlanta. And just changed my whole mindset and how much fun you can have within the building yet still get down to business. It was a great environment.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have a full recap later tonight after the game from Lambeau Field with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As I mentioned yesterday, Downton Abbey, the grand finale, opens this weekend and is getting good reviews. And Stephen King's first novel, The Long Walk, has been turned into a film that opens this weekend as well and is pulling a ridiculously high 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not too shabby for a horror film. Another big film opening in wide release is Demon Slayer Infinity Castle, an action fantasy anime film about a boy who joins an organization to track down demons who avenge his sister's transformation into a demon. The film is the final of a trilogy and reviewing incredibly well. If none of these flicks tickles your fancy, check out a couple of cool re-releases. The original Toy Story is back for a theatrical run in semi-wide release and is considered close to a perfect movie. The much older The Sound of Music returns for a limited re-release as well. So many great films, so little time, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky for the overnight and a little patchy fog will certainly be possible. Morning lows of the upper 50s, close to 60 degrees. Friday, after any of the fog, we'll see mostly sunny skies, highs of the mid and upper 70s. Right now, it's 58.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
James Santel joining me. Donald Trump just flat out threatening Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
A lot of people apparently, Maggie, in high places in government engaging in mortgage fraud, including Adam Schiff and Letitia James, and now Commissioner Cook as well. The Federal Reserve is created independent of politics, preventing exactly this kind of thing from happening. This is the instability that causes economic crisis.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I'm just tired of male nudity. I don't ever need to see an old naked dude again in my life.
Yeah.
Like in the locker room, you expect to see a certain amount of nudity. Okay. Some of those guys walk around like they're, you know, proud and they're like,
yeah, they walk.
You should just not do that. You don't really want to make eye contact with anyone because yeah. you don't want to give people the wrong impression. You don't know what people are thinking.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Political editor Dan Schaefer will be in to recombobulate, and we'll review the Packers Thursday night football game. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Quick update for you. The top news story we had for you, the top of the show, according to Channel 12 News ABC, out of Milwaukee, a small plane that went down into Lake Michigan, more than 12 nautical miles off the coast of Racine. According to the U.S. Coast Guard, three people were on board and have been rescued. According to the Coast Guard, our very own Stuart J. Waddles reporting that there were no injuries, or at least no significant injuries, is what he is reporting to those three people that were rescued by the United States Coast Guard. They're being taken to a Coast Guard station in Milwaukee to be evaluated. So that is certainly some good news on this Thursday. And hats off to our great Coast Guardsmen in the United States Coast Guard down there in Milwaukee and Racine. Will continue to update that story for you as more details become available. Packers play tonight. You can hear it on many of our Civic Media stations starting at 5 o'clock this afternoon with a pregame show kickoff just after 7 o'clock. You can hear it on the great station, best station in the network, WRCO. 100.9 FM in Richland Center. It's the best station because that's where I started my radio career. WRCO. Da da da. WRCO Richland Center has it for you in the southwest part of the state. WCQM 98.3 in Park Falls. Also, WAUH 102.3 FM in Wautoma is our newest Green Bay affiliate. And is RJN carrying it tonight? I think so. RJN, 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Packer Radio Network, Wayne Larrabee and The Rock tonight. Kickoff at 7 o'clock, pregame show at 5 p.m. Watch the Packers tonight or listen to them. Take your mind off of things. Talking about the events and how our brains are not wired to handle this constant bad news days. It's just human nature. Talked to our therapist earlier. Not our therapist, but called in. Confirming that our brains are not wired for this, and so that's why we have to give our brains a break for each and every one of our mental health reasons, or to take care of our mental health. Want to weigh in? 855-752-4842. 855-751. Try that again, Todd. 855-752-4842.
855-752-4842.
Once in a while, the old brain just slips. Speaking of someone who needs to take care of their mental health,
the dyslexia creeps up.
Once in a while, the old dyslexia creeps in. Allie, listening in Madison on WMDX, says, 9/11 scared me, but I knew I had my government. I'm more scared today living under Donald Trump. All right. That's a fair point there. Also, what else do we have here on the old text line in terms of 9/11 remembrances? I think we have some a little bit earlier. Hang on here. I guess we're pretty Megan in Sun Prairie on MDX says, I remember being pulled out of school on 9/11, not really understanding what was going on. I was only 7, but I remember how scared and upset the adults were. Fair enough. Yeah, I certainly remember that as well. Steve in Milwaukee listening on WAUK. I'll never forget. I was in third period in my sophomore year in high school. Everything just stopped and nothing was ever the same. You can hear a pin drop in my school, and all the classes were wide open there. Not many walls. Not many walls. Yeah. Steve also says on social, our social studies teacher was one of the first to grab a TV so we could watch the news. I know it seems foreign today because everybody be watching it on their phones, right? But 2001, not a lot of people had internet yet. So we were all still either watching on TV or broadcast radio. 855-752-4842. John in beautiful Edgerton, listening on WMDX. John, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Yes, how are you doing?
As good as we can. Thank you.
Yes, so I remember that day very clear. I had moved from Chicago, and I was working here in Madison. I dated a woman from New York for about 4 years, and I'd been in the World Trade Center tower numerous times. And I remember someone sitting there saying, wow, the plane just ran into a tower. And I was sitting there going, well, how'd that happen? I mean, the last time something like that happened was, I think, the Empire State Building. And so I knew it could happen. Mm-hmm. And so we all went running to computers and we were checking it out because our company was run by computers at the time. And it was just like totally amazing how something like that could happen on a beautiful day the way it was.
Yeah.
And so I went back to work, and a friend of mine, Will, he was from New York. And I said, do you hear the plane just hit one of the towers? And he said, no. And we continued working for a little bit of time. And all of a sudden I heard that another one hit. And it was exactly at that moment. I said, we just got hit by bin Laden.
Yeah.
And it was shocking. And it still makes me choke up a little bit sometimes. Yeah. I remember sitting out at the break time when all the planes were taken out of the sky, and I looked how blue it was and how quiet it was, and there was nothing going on.
Yeah.
And it was the weirdest feeling.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, those of us who lived through it, it's a feeling like I've never experienced before or since. And pray God we never will. But thank you, John. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your remembrances of 9/11. 855-752-4842. Zummers.
I mean, for me, I was born at the end of 1998. So I obviously do not remember 9/11.
Yeah.
But I do remember learning about it in school and coming home and talking to my parents about it and asking what they remember. And they were living, as they do, in Manitowoc at the time, and they talked about how afraid they were in going and getting my older sister out of school. And I was like, well, why were you afraid? We're in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. They're not going to attack here. And she was like, Aaron, you don't understand. Everything changed. Yeah. It was not.
Yeah.
But that's just not what people were thinking.
I appreciate you sharing that, because for people of your generation, it's difficult to fully understand what people felt and went through. Right. Just like for me, I wasn't born when Pearl Harbor happened or some of these other things that were of another generation. So that's why history is so important, right? Why accurate history is important. But 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Mark in Perdisac. Mark, thanks for calling. What's the?
Thanks for taking my call. I certainly remember 9/11 and what happened that day. I first personally started listening to BBC radio because I wanted to get a different slant than what I feared was going to be American jingoistic anti-Arab sentiment on the radio. Mm-hmm. But getting back to Charlie Kirk with his criticism of when he gets on a plane and sees it's a black pilot, he assumes that, well, that's probably a DEI hire there. The fact of the matter is that black pilot probably had to work harder to get the position he got than a white pilot would, because he's probably as qualified, if not more qualified, than any white pilot is probably what had happened. And for them to not admit that that is actually racism, that was a racist screed to say talking about the disqualification, that how denigrating not only people of color, but also, second-class position of women, because the fact of the matter is that they're equally, their brains are equal to men's brains, and that as far as for people of color, the racism that is in this country, that a little fact I picked up from a history book on the Confederacy is there was a Confederate officer that actually proposed that African slaves be freed and be inducted into the army because he thought they were equally qualified in intelligence and courage as any white, And the government, Confederate government did not want to do that because they said, well, if we do that, it will prove that they are equal to any white person, and we do not certainly don't want that to be known.
Right. No, I appreciate the comments, Mark. And again, what those things like that, and again, we have it on tape, those are things that Charlie Kirk did say. He had the right to say them under the Constitution, no matter how much I disagree with it. And again, important to keep emphasizing, the disagreement is in no way, shape, or form an excuse or a reason for him to be assassinated, and it's repugnant that he was, and I denounce it 100%. He had a wife, he had kids, and he said things that I very much disagreed with, that I find are hateful and hurtful, but that is not a reason to kill someone. 855-752-4842. Off the text line quickly, I want to address this quickly. WMDX, Bart listening on MDX. I think this is a small minority on the left, but because I've heard this on the Tom Hartman program on this network, I'm going to address it. Bart says, quote, George Bush repeatedly ignored warnings that bin Laden was about to attack the USA with aircraft. 9/11 was Bush's excuse to go to war so he would be reelected. 9/11 is the Bush bin Laden terrorist attack, unquote. That's Bart, listener on WMDX. Bart, you're just wrong. And I find it disqualifying that somebody like Tom Hartman would repeat this. I heard it himself. We've saved the clip where he accused former President Bush of knowing about this and allowing nearly 3,000 people to perish on 9/11. That's horse crap. And it's an offense to all the military people, all the intelligence people, all the good people that worked in the White House, some people I know tangentially that worked there. And to suggest that an American would allow 3,000 fellow Americans to die intentionally for political purposes is sick. And there's no proof to it. And it's conspiracy theory crap. And it's offensive to everybody, all the real American heroes who perished on this day 24 years ago. 855-752-4842. CJ in Stoughton. CJ, what say you?
Well, thank you for that explanation, Todd. Just remember, 18 resolutions against Saddam Hussein by the UN, and they did nothing. Well, Colin Powell, a black man, our Secretary of Defense, went and showed videos of, or still shot satellite videos of reasons why that Saddam was not forthcoming and we had reason to go to war. It wasn't a lie. It maybe was questionable, but the mere fact Saddam Hussein caused that. But here's the reason I called. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. I let me just quickly say, I don't want to get into it, but I think there is a huge difference in the intelligence on the Iraqi war and weapons of mass destruction and actual 9/11, but I just want to, let's move on.
Well,
go ahead.
300,000 people were killed by chemicals, supposedly by him, and they found burial sites.
Colin Powell later testified and said that he was misled. Colin Powell admitted that they were misled with bad information, CJ, but go on.
Well, that maybe is the case, but they went 18 resolutions and the UN stood by and did nothing.
All right. I don't want to be argumentative.
Either party does not own discourse and violence. So first off there. But I want to say, if you want to hear Charlie Kirk I had a chance to go see him when he was here about a year ago at the UW. I got up to the microphone. I spoke to him. I watched him be respectful. He asked people that don't agree with him to come to the front of the line. And you maybe don't agree with him, but everybody who says, you know, but after they say he didn't deserve it, but it, like my parents said, the but nullifies everything you said before that. So if you want to believe or hear the truth of Charlie Kirk, there's evidence all over of what he believes and why he believes it.
Up against the clock. Thanks, CJ, for the call. We'll come back, wrap things up for a September 11th, 2025. We'll end with some news on the Packers. Stay with us. That's the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Pretty Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I love Angela Lang, and I think Dan Schaefer is great. Dan Schaefer could replace me in a heartbeat. Angela Lang could replace me in a heartbeat. There are so many more talented people. I'm the only one willing to get up before 4 a.m. to do this show. You get the guy old enough to have to wake up and pee, and that's the whole business model behind this show. You're welcome, Mr. and Ms. Middle America.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on waukradio.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, then or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A weather update on this beautiful, I was going to say not a cloud in the sky, but now a couple of soft, fluffy clouds here at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. A sports update by our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, ahead of tonight's Packer game. Pre-game show kicking off at 5 o'clock on many of these stations in Richland Center, Park Falls, Racine, Kenosha, and now also in Wautoma on the Packer Radio Network. Thursday Night Football. If you want to watch it on TV, you got to have Amazon Prime for Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. Or better yet, listen to it on one of our Packer Radio Network stations. Wayne Larrabee and The Rock on the call tonight. 5 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff later on tonight. And then another edition after our Clemens Sports Update. We have the Maggie Dawn Show from, well, I guess for an hour, 4 until 5 on some stations, 4 until 6 on others. And then Pete Schwabba will be along with Nightlight after that. Look, I want to wrap up this. I appreciate all the calls. And I appreciate the fairly civil discussion. this is what I think is healthy. I think it's a little cathartic for everyone to talk this out. And we're going to be following up more with mental health. It happens to be Mental Health Awareness Month, by the way. But I think earlier, was it, I apologize, our caller from McFarland, is it Tom? Tom from McFarland, who is a therapist, who is a trained, licensed therapist, as is our own Kira Sabin, positive psychology coach. And this comes from professionals, folks, not from Todd, from not professional healthcare people, mental health care people. We are not wired as human beings for the deluge of information that we get today. Part of that is because it used to be like when I was growing up and be a kid, either you put on one of the three stations on broadcast or you get your daily paper on the step in the morning. But now the information is in our hands, in our smartphones, our smart watches every day. And so we know about a lot more things. Unfortunately, we know about a lot of bad things, and it can overwhelm our brains, our own mental health. It's not good for us. I'm not saying that we should ignore the news, but as Kira, as Tom, licensed professionals in healthcare, mental health care, we need to get away from it. And we need to get outside, take a walk, read a book, listen to the Packers, watch the Packers, spend time with the people that we love and we care about, and take care of ourselves, right? Because at the end of the day, I have the honor and privilege of having a microphone every day. I fully understand that I, as one individual, I ain't going to change the world. I'm not going to stop political violence. I'm not going to stop gun violence. My objective every day to come on is to bring you factual information and find ways to find things that unite us in our communities, and encourage each of us, including myself, to get involved in our communities, because that's where it starts, by understanding our neighbors. And then, you know, your neighbor's away, you mow their grass. When your other neighbor comes home, you take him a batch of cookies. I know it sounds super, super simplistic and, geez, Todd, you're Pollyanna. I get it. There's some terrible things happening. But Kira's talked about this, if we try to take on all the problems of the world ourselves, I have to fix this. That's a normal reaction, by the way, they've told us. We want to fix everything, but we know we can't. And so our brain disconnects. What we can do is build healthier relationships with those around us, our coworkers, our friends, our neighbors. We can control that. We can control how we talk with one another. Even people we might disagree with. Hey, you have the right to say it, but recognize they can be a good person as well, even if we disagree. Those are things we could control, you guys. And it starts there. And that's why I love coming to work every day, because I get to take callers like we did today to listen, to learn together. And to realize that we might not always agree, but we're all Wisconsinites. And we're a lot of us, I know not everybody in Wisconsin is a Packers fan, but most of us are. But most of us are. I think the thing was most jarring for me yesterday, of all the things, was to go through my personal Facebook feed last night and see people that are kind of tangential Facebook friends. We all have those. And the number of people I kind of didn't know where they were necessarily politically, and seeing this connection with the Charlie Kirk MAGA movement and the Christian faith. And someone who is a very imperfect person of faith, a Christian myself, I just have a hard time with some of the things that Charlie Kirk said is in complete juxtaposition to the actual teachings of Christ. And when you see how deeply embedded that is in celebrities and sports figures, friends, family, it reminds me of the work we have to do, of the understanding that we need to achieve with one another. And on my part, my language, my vocabulary that I use, is not incendiary, and how I could do my little part to bring us together, to listen to one another, and to remind all of us that's what makes Wisconsin great. It's our people. It's our diversity, our strength is our strength. Because, you know, Wisconsin, we have not just Packer fans, but Vikings fans and Bears fans. We're all football fans. Look, watch the Packer game. Listen to it tonight on the radio. Get out, touch grass, as the kids say, and take care of yourselves, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The state of Utah plans to seek the death penalty for the murder of political activist Charlie Kirk. That from Governor Spencer Cox, as pictures and video of the suspect were released this past evening. More on that from CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
The FBI has released new photos of the person of interest in Charlie Kirk's killing.
We want to make sure that they get as much attention as possible so that we can get help from the public in tracking down this evil human being.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox adds,
this is not just a local matter here in Utah. We have people all over the country that are helping to bring this perpetrator to justice for Charlie Kirk and his family.
Vice President J.D. Vance had Kirk's body flown home to Arizona aboard Air Force Two. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Correspondent Carter Evans visited Utah Valley University the day after the assassination.
It was eerie going back onto campus. You could see inside classrooms.